Mishpatim Yaim Aleph, Pasuk Mishpatim Kala Lashon, kind of a special prontis Torah anytime. I want to thank them all. I want to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for giving me the schus to be here to do something for Klal Yisrael, the holy Jews, our unser heilige Yidden. I want to mention something about Shai. We have loads of chesedness, everybody. The best part of our lives are, of course, our chesedness. Our chesedness are goldmine. If you realize when you come to the next world, here come two people. They were both turned over the world with that Torah and that chesed. They were great. And then one of them is heading for a giant Olam Haba, and the other one, not so much. Why? The one not so much. They ask him, what's your opinion of so-and-so? He's no good. What's your opinion of him? Nah, he's not L'shem Shemayim. What's your opinion of this guy? Ach, he's a Balgaibari. What's your opinion of his learning? Ach, he's not. He doesn't really learn the way you're supposed to. No. And what do you think of this guy? His chesed, he does have a covet. He's not the real thing. No. See, that's Mr. Aleph. That's Reuben. Then there's Shimon. Shimon, you ask him about everybody? Oh, he's great. He's a tumim, Shimon. He doesn't know that you're supposed to be smart. He's lishma. He does it right. He learns. Yeah, he's a great guy. Or he does a lot of chesed. Yeah, he's a great guy. He's simple. Shimon is a simple man. Reuben is complicated. Reuben, you got to pass his test to be on the good list. When they come to the next world, Reuben's in for trouble. And Shimon's going to have a great time just because of their opinions of others. And Reuben sees other people. He's well, those guys are not the real learners. Those guys are not the real Bali Tzedakah. Those guys they're not real. Those guys are real. Those guys are not real. He's all complicated. Shimon, he's a tumim. Oh, he's good and wonderful. These are great. They'll see them are good. The Mastagnum are good. These guys, they're smart. They're good. The Lakewood is, great guys. Yeah. Even my wife's good. Don't forget, you too. Achon Achachavav. I'm not so bad either. Yeah, I want to tell you, Rabbi Isai, the guy who's a Tumim is going to have a Nailam Haba. You can't imagine. Chavetz Chaim warns about this. You come to the next world. Those people that had a high opinion of others, you're done, people in Kapskos, they'll be done, you also in Kapskos. They're going to take a look at you. Hey, he's a good guy. Yeah, that's the way you looked at others. That's the way they're going to look at you. You're a great person. You went around making everyone else great. So are you. They'll be done, you in Kapskos. Because you're done, others in Kapskos. Chavetz Chaim warns, come to the next world, watch out. You're critical, you gotta pay for that stuff. Therefore, you're complicated, they'll be complicated with you. Oh, you finished us? Well, we hold you could have done better than that. But I worked so hard! You are such a critical type. We're giving you your medicine, Bubala. If you're critical, you're in trouble. But if you work on not being critical, even if you are critical, that's your total different story. You're trying not to be. You came to my vod. Once you came to my vod, I just saved you from a lot of problems. The fact that you sat in, and we're working, we're trying, we're not malachim here. We're trying our best. And, you try, you're on the good list, you're going to be fine. Rabbi Isai, that's why I say it's the best thing in the world is to have loads of chesreinus. A lot of people are tormented by them. I say they're great. I'm a little not so good here. I know myself. All over the place. I don't recommend you going around knock yourself all day. But if you do have a lot of chesreinus, it's very helpful. That is a mice with one of the big Bali Musa. Tonight is
is Reb Sol Salant is Yotzai. Zchus Yegan Aleinu. Leilu Nishmasai. Whatever we say should be Zchus for his Heilig and Neshama. And we're planning on getting together on Monday night. That's tomorrow night? Yep, Monday night from 8 to 9, 6:13, Madison Avenue, downstairs. So Salant is your site. You bring all your friends. Now, I want to get some. Now, here's the story. Like with Friday, this Friday shul over there downstairs. Now, my rabbi said, they say, what am I? Oh, we'll try it. Oh, yeah, let's get Jack. Bring Jack. Bring some cake. Bring machrelas. Whatever you want. Giggle. Now, the thing is this. The story is, rabbi said, that one of the great Bali Musa, they say, once said to somebody who was Makabal Shabbos very extremely early, he said, it's not worth it. You come out losing in Avodah Zarah. Because now you're going to look down at all those people that don't do what you're doing. You don't know what you're going to lose with that stuff. Don't look for now. Now, watch out. This is handle with care what I'm saying. Handle with care. You have to know the situation. Sometimes it's a good bot. You'll end up losing. Usually, do what? Don't make these chashbonos. You make a chumra, go for it. You're good at it. You like it. Don't. I would not make this all the ma'aseh for us. But it does, that's how the story goes. One of the greatest of Bali Musa once told a Talmud, don't have this big chumra because then you're going to look down at everyone else who doesn't have that chumra. And it's not worth it. You come out losing. You're going to look down at everybody. Now watch out with that boat. I'll repeat. Watch out. You want to do a chumra, go for it. You have a rebbe, ask your rebbe what to do. But don't complicate yourself. Do whatever you want. As long as you're trying to be a good Jew, it's fine. But the vod is a gewaltige vod. You know how many people you're going to be looked at it as. So having chesroinus doesn't mean you shouldn't strive to be better and better and better. That's different. That's for sure. Keep trying. But if along the way you find yourself in Nebuch, you know, there are people who hold. There is a shita that I have not been advertising, although there's somebody who gave me a lot of money, wants me to advertise it. I'm cautious because I have to be careful. People get negative very easily. Your wife is a reflection of you. So if there's something wrong with her, that's you in a caricature form. So that's, it makes it easier for people to be Don Harlikovskos. That's me. I'm the same type. Watch out with that. I prefer believing you're the best guy in the world, and so is she. And she did nothing wrong, and I never do anything wrong. That's what I feel is the best way to go. Don't. But let's say you do see things that are not so great, whoever it is. If you are loaded with chesroinus, you're lucky. You're lucky. Oh, that's, I'm also like that. Oh, yeah, I'm also. So, every chesaron has a gevaldige maila. Every bima spala. What? Chus. Bima lamed chus is so precious. Without that, you're in trouble, chas v'shalom. Bima lamed chus. And it's easier when you're not the rash kebaag. The Rosh Kabahag is a hard time. He could lose everything if he don't watch himself. The Rosh Kabahag is in danger of looking down at everybody. That's why the big tzaddikim were all big on oven. In danger, you lose it all. Because you're going to give yourself credit if the other guy was... You know, I heard this from Rebbe Yaakov Schlesinger, I think his name. He told me he knew the Chazanish. He asked the Chazanish. Chazanish, you don't know you're the Chazanish? You don't look down at everybody? You know what the Chazanish told him? He said, I know if they would have my abilities and my background, they'd be just as good as me. Oh. See, that's the way you think. Don't put down nobody. Very, very important not to put down anybody in your life. Especially yourself. Because you can chas v'shalom lose. You can lose a lot. You put yourself down, you're losing, looking for trouble. Better a positive life than a negative truth. Don't be so afraid of gaiva. I keep hearing this again. Who else did I hear it from? Shmuel Razovsky, they wanted to make a avad with Anov, and he said, not for us. Today it's gaiva. Shmuel Razovsky. Rav Hutna, he said he wants to pour gaiva on top of everybody. And then Rav Shlomo Volba, someone in his vod, said, how do you work on Anov? He says, I think we got to work on gaiva. Who else said? I keep hearing it everywhere. They're all saying it. Work on gaiva, Rabbi Sai. You want to listen? That's what they're all saying nowadays. So, what? What? Don't. So you get some COVID. The problem with COVID is when, after everything, you got to watch out. If you're going to run after COVID and you're not getting it, you're in trouble. You have to be happy with whatever you have. When you're not getting COVID, be very happy that this other guy, Nebuch, is getting COVID, and I'm not. Baruch Hashem. He's getting all his Olam Haba here. I'll be getting it there. You have to be positive about yourself. You could be positive about both, too. Some people can do that. But many, many, many of us have to put the other guy down. Not putting him down, mamish, but saying, Davis is treating me better. If anybody want to take this, it's Mary they can develop. Anyway, it was my encouragement. I encourage everybody. I must have at least 10 of those that my boys are putting out, one better than the other. I encourage everybody, put something out. Let the world hear about you. It's a big schuss. You know the famous dream? That Rabbi Yitzchak Kain told me that one of the people who puts out stuff on Musa, the famous dream he had, he's somebody from who was Nifta who did similar things said, because I put out stuff on Musa, I just gave your stuff out to everybody. It's great stuff. Because you gave out stuff on Musa, it took only a half hour to get to my place in Gan Eden. You're putting out stuff on Musa. Put something out. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Go. Let the whole world hear about you. You're better than anybody. You have to hold a lot from yourself. Now, I recently had a big, big mifus. One of my big, big mifus in Namish. I turned around a whole family. I have a few of those. A whole family turned around. I have one after another. One of them, I didn't even give advice. The guy came after me and he told me he was going through a tragedy. The whole family was about to be destroyed through, and every member of that family would have been in Gehenna. You can't imagine what there was fighting going on, the serious stuff with serious consequences, with all kinds of sinus chinims, and terrible, mamish terrible. And he said, Mandel, please help my family. I says, what do you want from me? He told me something that wasn't simple at all, by any account. One of the real winners here, real Shrek was terrible, dealing with Akshon, and this person can't be moved. And they decided, and all the Rabbonim said, you're talking to the wall. And this other person's already off the derech. And, a family, a large family with Tsaris still here. And he comes to me, I should help him out. Whoever came here today, Muftach Laishu B'nai Lam Haba. You came in this, no, Muftach Laishu B'nai, coming to learn. They're Musa, they're B'tachar, himself, Salat, there should be a Melech of everybody here. Anyway, what was I saying? So I told the guy, I gave him he kept coming at that. I says, I have no choice. You'll have a total turnaround. Overnight, 24 hours later, he said something by mistake, and one of the family members liked it, and it spread to the other one, and things started. And he kept having these things. It went on for a month until he had a mashik apoy, a complete turn. I didn't speak to any members. I didn't get involved in any details, nothing. I just told him, another bracha. No etzes, how to do it, no chachmas, not a bracha. Boah! Not a boy. He kept calling him up. What happened now? Okay, buha. What's next? 2 days later? Do you know what happened next? Not a buha. Whenever anything happened bad, they had diapers running after them. You know, all these serious things. Throw you in jail. Ah, nothing. I make a joke out of everything. And the whole family turned around. His enemy became his friend. Unbelievable. Had another one that I met, really, like, there were serious issues. And one after another, with the parents are about to, you know, about to resign. You know, little kids. And we can't deal with this. And I had an instant turn around. One of the parents suddenly became a Refuah Shleima on the spot. And a few months later, he called me again. And I said, the next morning, it was a whole new picture. How did that one, I remember what I did. That one, I once had a certain bittle from someone in that family. They made jokes with me. You know, I don't lie. I like jokes, but, you know, when they're telling you, I suspected that they're criticizing me or they don't think I'm so great. So this time, I'm going to win like no, but nothing else. I say, hey, Mister, you got to do me a favor here. They're making fun of me. Show them who I am. I promise you. The next day, they had Nisim and Nisim and Nisim. You talk to the Avishter with your heart. Avishter. I have problems with my covenant. I had this old, I remember years ago, somebody was begging me for Yeshua, nothing happened. And finally said, Mandel, what happened? So I says, okay, let me take care of this. I says, Avishter, right now, it's not only his peckle, I also got a peckle. My covenant's at stake. That night, he had a Yeshua. You talk like you're serious. Covet is definitely serious. Abster realizes, oh, that man is, that's a sincere prayer. That prayer is real. Like, oh, he wants covet. Yeah, we know that. He really means for sure. And you get what you're, it's a riot. And then you talk to the Abster, but you say, hang around him as much as you can. And somebody told me, sort of, Rabbi Miller at a chasana, looked like he was talking to himself, whatever. Everyone's busy socializing. He's busy talking to the Avi. He asked him, what are you doing? I'm talking, socializing with the Avi. Reb Gershon Lieberman said on Yom Kippur, you need a friend. Tzapsa, you need a tzapsa. Make the Avi to your tzapsa. Smooth around with him. Get together. The Sheirish of all Hatzlachas is the Rabbeinu Shalala. And look at his beautiful world, that beautiful snow that he created. Beautiful snow. Guess what happened today? Oh boy. Today the kids, we're going home anyway, you know. But like a half hour before the time, it started coming heavy. So the school was getting all nervous. What are we doing? And we got the great news. We're going home, you know, a half hour earlier. And we were dancing on the chairs. Me and my Talmidim together. I was wondering, who's happier, them or me? I think we're all in the same boat. We're dancing together, kids, no school! The kids, they like a Rebbe who understands them. I tell you, that's an understanding, Rebbe. He had to, I understand. I told another Rebbe, I wonder who's happier. The Rebbe says, I think the Rebbe's even happier than them. But, by the way, the Arthur Shulchan says this. Arthur Shulchan says, Tisha B'Av, says that anybody who, he says, all right, I don't want to get into the whole, he poskins. He asked the Shiloh, why are you saying on Tisha B'Av, well, learning makes you happy? The Rebbe don't want to be there, the kids don't want to be there. What do you mean learning makes you happy? Shadavka learn on Tisha B'Av. So he boys from there that it's the Panemius has fun, has simcha from learning, not the Yetz. But that buddy, but that, I like this kasha. That main thing is the kasha. The kasha was, the Rebbe don't want to be, I see the Rosh Hashanah understood people quite well what the matzah was. Nobody wants to be there. I had another thing with the kids. I come to school the first day. The kids, I have to give a hot kugel every Friday to the whole class. And for you. What about you? In my drawer, I have, you know, my, I'm need to take trumas and mices from all the nash that I give out. I have a minute, mices sheni, And I enjoy myself, you know, Baruch Hashem. So I told them, because, well, Rebbe's on a strict diet. Yeah, what strict diet? Candy, chocolate cake, and ice cream. And I'm very, very, you know, consistent. You know, I stick to my principles. Candy, chocolate cake, ice cream, and soda. That's what I'm all about. You can have the Kegel boys. This is for me. They're looking at me. Oh, boy. We finally got a Rebbe who understands our way of thinking. Anyway, so the kids laugh. And I always say it. The kids always laugh. Rebbe's on a diet. Sick diet, candy, chocolate cake. I hope the parents still didn't say anything. I wonder what's going to happen one of these days. Rabbi Mandel, what did you do to my child? What did you corrupt him? Now he wants candy all day. He goes, Rabbi Mandel, he's candy. He's all messed up. You messed up the kids. Well, what are you telling them? Abusing, you know, you get into trouble nowadays. You got to watch what you're saying. But I'm a high risk, you know. I risk these things. Anyway, so what happened? So we get to one day the kids see me in the room alone. I'm eating tomatoes with lettuce with tuna fish. They say, Rebbe, what happened to your strict diet? You know, you're supposed to be eating candy, chocolate, cake, and ice cream. So I says, don't tell anybody. I cheat once in a while. I cheat. That's it. The Rebbe cheats. I eat normal food once in a while. Malach von der Welt. Do you know what I'm thinking? I'm speaking to somebody else. People with medical issues. Boy, do I laugh. If you know how to laugh, you're going to say goodbye to all your issues. You know how to laugh. You got to laugh. The Navarigas laugh. David Dopka for many years wouldn't go to a doctor. Many, many, many years. Thanks to Navarigas. I think 20 years I was putter from the whole. No doctor for me. And I ate all cold dava asa. With cholesterol, shemesterol, I left it. They told me in the Vardik, okay, listen, this is not for the Olam. I'm going to get in trouble here. All the health guys, they're going to kill me. They hear what I have to say. I used to be into health. For 10, 15 years of my life, you couldn't catch me eating a mashu of sugar. They have a dash of sugar in. I wouldn't touch, no, that bread's not really ice gehalten. There's a little sugar in there. No good. Oh, and the sauerkraut, sugar, boom. No sugar, no salt, no this. I had it all. I don't remember what it was, a guns of diet. Oh, for years I did this. Anyway, I was very, very ice gehalten. My diet, and I felt it helped me until the Navarigas got a hold of me. And they told me it does not matter what you eat. It's all in your head. And that was the end. I had a certain condition that prompted me to do this. I davened. 1 month later, it disappeared completely. You know how far back this goes? I have no zecher of it. From that day on, I stick to my, you know, eat whatever you want. My nafkamina. If you hold that it won't be, now you can watch what you're doing. I don't recommend this for the outside world. This is my own personal Navardiga brainwashing that made me like this. I was taught not to care so much, but whatever. It's a hope. Anyway, you have no idea what the mind can do. You know, the placebos. I saw an article. People know they're taking placebos and they'll still take it and it'll work. You know, a placebo means a fake pill. There's nothing in there. It's baloney. They take the pill, and it works. They know it's fake, and they still take it. I told you the mice with the guy who with the guy. I have told some. I once told somebody who was pre-diabetic, and he was pre-diabetic, and migraine headaches, and his face used to turn purple, and the emergency room knew him better than anybody in town. He was there, and I told him, you're eating chocolate chip cookies this Shabbos. And he's baloney! And he went to, this guy went to the biggest Rabbanim in America. and he said what Mandel told him to do. And the Rav said, listen to Mandel. And he go eat it. And don't go to the doctor without my permission. It's people in the cup. That was an extreme. It's in your head. I can tell right away. I can smell this guy's baloney. He thinks he's sick. The only thing is, I can take a guy who's really sick and brainwash him that he's not sick. And he'll be well. You can do that. You can do it to yourself. It's in Navarik, they help what you think. Same thing with age. The Alta Navarik says, it's also to get old. How can you talk like that? What do you mean, it's also to get old? Also, that's the Alta said, also to get old. Also, you're not allowed to do that. What do you mean? I'm old. Do you know that when I went to Israel, when I got on the bus, and I gave them the ticket, and they asked me, Vatik? You know what Vatik means? Vatik means you're one of those, not the Sikid. You're Vatik, you're one of the over-the-hill guys, you know? I didn't know what it's, I said, as soon as he said that to me, you pay less, you know, on the bus. I aged 10 years on the spot. As soon as they stand up to you, you age. Because it gets to your head. It does. Yeah, you have to watch your friends, watch you talk to COVID all day. You watch COVID, talk about COVID. COVID-19. It's all you talk about. Wait. They ask you for trouble. Yeah, sit and learn. Have a little bittle. A bittle is a shtick of zunt. You have to be in a spowl. Anything is dominant. Maybe you should do the right thing. Anybody who can. Do you know how many people we have today? I want a whole Torah. Here we have a packed house. You know what it looks like outside here? I must be a good speaker, something tells me. I must be good. Do you know that for 2 years, or maybe three, we didn't have an air conditioner? And the summertime was schmaltz. It was really bad. The same people came. They came in years. And not until somebody said, oh, by the way, you know, we could use an air conditioner. Oh, yes, yes, okay, we'll do it. You know, but I didn't say, I was watching the guys. You sure you want to come listen to my body in the scorching weather? And I was really decided. I must be good. Something tells me I'm good. I think I'm a good guy. No, just, I'm not bad. I must be a good guy. What's the schlest? Now that I hold you're a good person, where does it say that? It says, I'll tell you, Rashi, if they ask me, I'll tell you, Allah, Psuka, Shilchan Aruch, I think it's Rashi and Brothers. It's brought down in Gemara, it's brought down. The Gemara says that before you start davening, you have to be words of that are mafayi that calm you down. Therefore, before you daven Shemin Esra, you have to say, Shemer Hashem is called a Havav. Vase color is Shem Yashmid. Are you sure it calms you down? Maybe you're in Russia. You're not supposed to say it. Right? That's what you say, Ashrei, before Shemin Esra. Why? Because it has that pasuk. And that pasuk is going to calm you down. The pasuk that says, Shemer Hashem is called a Havav. You're Ayav Hashem already. You said, Jatzadik, you are. It's a din, yes. And they call you Rishoyim Yashmid. You sure you're not one of those? No, I'm not one of those. It's Kom Tarein. So Rishoyim Yashmid. It's a din to hold. You're a tzaddik, not a chazal, you know. It's a din. It's a din. Take a look. What is it? Tell you Rev Yaseh. Veshav Asam Yishma V'Yeshem. That pasuk is also mentioned. It mentions Shulchan Aruch. We're telling you, you're called Yirei Hashem. Return Yirei of Yaseh. Let's call Shavosam Yishma V'Yeshem. If he's going to listen to all the Yirei of, you call yourself yes to then. So therefore, I take the, I have a right to consider myself a great guy to then. You got to fight with Halachas? Halachas says, I'll be Halacha. I'm good. I hold up good, and I hold you're also good. I'll tell you a thought that I, you know that. Sometimes I have a lot of people calling me up, want to work on the Tachin. And many, many times, they tell me, Rabbi Mandel, I'm working so hard on betachen. You know what I tell those guys? I say, take a hot bath, close that sefer, eat ice cream. You're getting stressed. You got to have all religions. You know, some people never stop learning. When I was a kid, it says, "Kol ha'poseg midivrei Torah, machilin oisei gachli v'samim." You know that chazal? Did you ever hear that chazal? I used to take that serious. Until I almost went off my, until the elbows had to say, this guy needs a little help. You want to take that serious? It's a chazal. For some people, it's kedai. Whatever. It's a makom for it. It's a holy chazal. You don't make fun of chazals, Hashem Yirachem. But you got to watch out. Call a paisi medibrei teira machil and oisei gachli to summon. By the way, if you're in the middle of learning, I once asked Rabbi Miller, people come over to you, middle of learning, what are you supposed to do? He says, smile and say, middle of learning. They say, we used to do that in Slobodka. You never stop learning. I asked Rabbi Hatzkel, someone comes over to the middle of learning, he asks you something. He says, tachesed, yimachiv te, alright, whatever. But anyway, you have to be careful. Some chazals are not, they can hurt you. You know, you have to watch it. You have to get the right chazals. You know the chazals kedai to chazit 10 billion times. Ain adam oimen al divrei Torah ela im kein nishul ben tchila. Ain of the Gemara and Shabbos, no? Ain adam oimen al divrei Torah ela im kein nishul ben tchila. Chazit that your whole life, every day. Get up in the morning, don't forget that. There's no way to. First comes the halt of a Slobodka, says, first comes a Havamina, then a Maskara. What do you need the Havamina for? Let's get to the point. You have to show, you have to first make a mistake. First do it wrong. You got married, the way I used to treat my wife. Well, you got this, you got a new job, the way you used to do this, you used to do that. Now, today, kuptanai, maktachem in his room. All the whole, whoever's here today, muptach loy shu manoy lamaba. Every single drop of snow is going to say, hey, this on you people in Olam HaEmes. I was falling on these people and they weren't the spo from me. They came anyway, despite me. All the snowflakes in the whole area is going to say, hey, this on my Olam here. They all say, hey, this, what a great speaker I am. Anyway. Yeah, hello. Yeah, you like this? My Olam is hello. What's going to be when Mashiach comes? When you come to Yenavel, they're going to say, "Why did you learn Torah?" So you say, "It was too hard for me. I was too poor." So look at Hillel Anasi. Hillel got up on the roof over there, right? He got up on the roof. There was a skylight over there because they didn't let him in. He didn't have money that day, whatever. Didn't let him in. So he went up in the skylight. And he was listening. In the morning, they take a look. Hey, who's up there? And they found Hillel HaNasi with snow all on top of him all over the place. And they say, Kedai, the Chal Shabbos because of Hillel. What does it say over there? It's Kedai. Because look, I might say Nefesh. So nobody can say, I couldn't learn Torah. They'll show him Hillel. It was too hard. So you people here are the Hillels of the door. Anybody doesn't come to my, I'm joking. If you don't come to my vod, look at these people came in a such weather. Oh, who wants to walk out? Whoever came to this vod, even if I say nothing, even if it was a mistake, you picked the wrong day, then you're going to get even a bigger Olam Haba. If you pick the wrong day, the aggravation, I missed it, I blew it, Dad's going to give you. So this vod doesn't even have to be a good vod. Because you got so much schar for coming in the snow. I don't have to be interesting. I have to be nothing. You got your schar till Shemayim. In fact, the more boring I am, the more schar you're going to get. Like the guys who get smites and everything. This guy, like Mavake Shemuna, it says, Navi Yeshayi says, says Mavake Shemuna v'esach l'cholayir. You know, you people are. Tzadik of Gemurim. I want a bracha from everybody. It's not Shayach. The Madregas. So Salanta is having nachas up there for every person here. Rabbi Shaul, be a melech yoshev for all of us. We need you desperately. Rabbi Shaul Salanta saved Klal Yisrael. He saved Klal Yisrael. Everything we have is thanks to Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, who was Rabbi Aaron Cutler, Zeichet Tzadik of Racha, said about him, he said, there were Anashia G'dayli Yisrael in his dar. You want to hear something nice? Now, I'm going to tell you my secrets. I took a look. It's 5 to 8. Usually there's 5 guys here at 5 to 8. Today there's nobody home. It's 2 minutes after 8, nobody in. I says, hey, Mishta, make a tzedafka be big. I do that all the time. Now, this, I don't usually have Sundays, not the... Today's better than usual. That's all me. It's my tefillahs. I'm in control. You think it was your decision. I have a remote control situation over here. I make things happen. I want the elam to come. They come. I'm going to tell you a mitzvah. It's neder neiros. It's a mitzvah. I know a guy came over to me. There was a very serious relationship going on between Beryl and Shmerel. And they were a churban for each other. A churban, they were addicted to whatever. And it was shreklach. And Beryl comes over to me, I can't control myself, I can't control myself. I just can't, it's impossible. And Shmerel's on my case, and Shmerel's my best friend since I'm a kid. So I tell him like this, I'm going to daven. I daven, and daven, and daven, and daven, and daven. I says, well, by now things should be happening. No! Nothing happened. What do I do? I'll daven more, daven more. Nothing happened. Now listen, this is true. I said, I will daven that he should hate you. Then you'll be rid of him. Like this, he runs after him. I'll daven that he should hate you like poison. I did that for 2 weeks and nothing happened. And by the way, the reason I said it is because I had once done this before. Twice I did it and it worked. Mamish, it worked. I remember years later, so-and-so hated him. How come? Oh, remember you, Davin? Oh, yeah, yeah. So I could do the other way too. But, so what? So you can't imagine for months, there were, now Shmerel asked Beryl, do you know there's somebody, Davin, you should hate me? Do you know, I don't know why. I suddenly started disliking you. It never happened in my life. I started disliking you. I really felt it. It's funny. Somebody's davening here. You're davening. Do whatever you want. Daven. Go to Tat and ask him whatever you want. Ask him for Batakum and you'll get it. Anyway, so the guy started hating him and hating him and hating him. And it was bye-bye for months and months and months. The guy was clean, no more. He was an impossible addiction that it's impossible to get rid of. It was over. There was a matzav. They were in hate with each other. L'chalab deyis. No shy. Until Beryl comes over to me and says, Mendel, I appreciate it, but it's painful to see the way the guy ignores me. I just can't deal with it. It's too... So I says, I'll take care of that. So for 2 weeks, I was davening Eberstab Rachmanis. Don't make it so like they want to kill each other. And Shmerel used to come to him, you know, for favors. Shmerel used to make him feel good, you know, that he was missed all that, all the feeling important. And within 2 weeks, surprise, surprise, Shmerel gives Beryl a house, a house call? He gives knocks on the door. I need you, Beryl. Oh, you need me, yeah? Yes, I need you. Oh, I feel so good. So they got friends again. It wasn't bad anymore. It was, the problem was over pretty much, but they were sort of friends. And then he says, it's still strange. Now and again, best friends. And now they're careful. Shay. How do you like that one? What you can do with davening. I had this myself. I had, listen to this. I davened. I once had to meet 2 people that I was on the wrong side of the fence. I don't want to say who what one, but I belonged to, I was best friends with the number one unpopular person in this, whatever, this company. So I go to the head of the companies. I needed a favor desperately from him. And I knew what he thinks of me, because I'm one of those. So I daven, Eibishter, make this guy love me. I promise it worked like magic. And the guy suddenly has, the guy stopped crazy busy. Suddenly he's nice to me, and he gave me whatever I wanted, and he spent time with me, and he says, I'm very busy, but for you I have time. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Then he has an assistant. I need him. He was also, and I daven, Eibishter, make this guy love me like Natchaya. I go over to him, and I started telling him, you're so friendly, then he goes, you're coughing. Let me take care of that cough. 1 second. I have somebody else. Yeah, what's going on? Vayitan Hashem, it's Chaynom, Beinim, it's Reim, Reb Chatzkel, Shtelzachonin. The Mitzvah suddenly starts liking the Jews. What got into you? You know, the Chazal say that the reason why we ended up in Mitzrayim is because they're big anti-Semites, there won't be any intermarriage. Canaan was not so... they didn't hate Jews that much. Mitzrayim was anti-Semitic, big time. So, that's why Mitzrayim is a safer place as far as intermarriage is concerned. So the Yidden went to, Vayitan Hashem es Chaynom, but they needed money, Kim to Geld. They're not gonna give the money. The Bezos Mitzrayim over there. So, suddenly they, hey, I like that Jew. Hey, I had this with judges. Ooh, did I have it? I once had to face a judge who was, I hate you like, I love him. I was thinking, I love this guy. He's harmless. I heard this in Nevada. It's a famous story. Chaim Volozhin, I think, when somebody, there was a Puritz who wanted to kill a Yid, wanted whoever passed by his place, he jumped on him. So the Yid concentrated that he loves the Puritz. And suddenly the Leparitz loves him. Come on, put him upon him. It works. In the Vardy, Grabazi used to swear by this. Think you love the guy. No, a certain veer used to get money. Every time he gave me $1,000. Nobody gave me that kind of money except him. I remember distinctly before going to him, I was concentrating. I love this guy. I love this guy. I love this guy. And he, years later, he says, I don't know why I love you. He tells it to me. You think before you get to my sailor, do it to your wife if you have to. Or the ladies, you can do it to your husband, you know, if you want to get more friendly. Think, I love this guy, I love this guy. You start thinking he's a great person. Think, just like mechanical, like Meister Kaif. It works. You don't have to be a gunser, feel it. Just go through the motions and watch it come true. You know, in Slobodka, they used to build you up. There were two schools in Slobodka. Some of them used to say, that I know about, they would say it, and some of them, they would think it. You felt this man respects you, because he was thinking words of respect as he spoke to you. Thinking. Isn't that something your Vilinsky once told me? A hergish you can't hide. You can't hide a hergish. Think, I love him, I love him, I love him, I love him. Make believe. You have to really love him. Make believe. Daven a lot for that. Daven for Avos Yisrael. It's a fiddle. It works like this. Hashem wants, likes that fiddle. Hashem, make me love these. Make me love people. Keep davening, Hashem. You'll get answered like this. It's a ruchni sticker. It's not shy for the Yabish doing now. Recommend another thing. Tell the Yabish to bepemali. I love you, Hashem. I love, say it. I love you, Hashem. I know somebody who had a woman, she had a son who was off the deep end, and she was practicing being thankful, that stuff, you know, and she started off with, I love you, Hashem. She had mamish, married the mileage. How would you feel? Someone comes over to you and says, I love you. It feels good. Avi still likes it. Tell him, I love you. Say it. Say it as much as you can. Avi said, I love you to pieces. It's an idea to start, you know, getting into positive things. It'll be easier. As a Meister, Rav Galinsky told me over years ago in Nevadik, we're into Avos Hashem a lot in Nevadik. Love the Eibishter. When I eat, I'm so impressed with the food, the color, the texture, the flavor. I'm so, you want your Shemaim. Look at good old Jack, where is he? Vodka, cold brew, whatever it is. Oh, yes, Jack is still here. Jack is come out over a bottle. Anyway, I want the Jack Daniels company to give me a lot of, you know, I'm an advertisement I gave for Jack. Jack, I'm anyway, Dav Duncan and Avishton. You know, there's, do you know what Betochen could do? Just close your eyes and think positive. Just close your eyes. Anything positive. Just make believe you're being positive. Close your eyes and watch, big things will happen. Think positive thoughts. You are the author of your condition, the Welt says. I told you what happened to me many, many years ago, about 30 years ago. I walked out of my classroom thinking you're over the hill. As soon as I walked out, one of my co-workers in my school says, you know, I think you're over the hill. I tell myself, you see how alive your thoughts are. So now I go around saying, I think I'm the Rashka Bahag. I think it don't hurt. It doesn't hurt. I was once on a plane. Doesn't hurt. At least you feel better about yourself. Do it. If you're scared of everybody, say, I think I'm the Rashka Bahag around here. You might be a chiv to do that. The Alta from the Vardik says, a shuffle has to go ktseya gaiva, extreme gaiva. If you're one of those, you go to extreme. So get carried away a little. So what? You're supposed to be extreme. Call yourself whatever you want. The Pe'er Ador. The Pe'er Ador has just arrived. The Pe'er Ador is right here. Pe'er Ador. The other way I was masked by my mother. A terrible story. I said what a great tzaddikus my mother was. She was zechut to me. Isn't that nice? She was zechut to me. That's disgusting. That's the way the son talks. But what's taco wrong? I'm a great guy, you know? I think I'm great. My mother, it's a schus that my mother had me. It's a schus that I had her too. Said everybody, Shalas, alright. Anyway, give yourself a plug. Chavetz Chaim. If you would see the matzah, the power of Lashon Hara is so poisonous. You don't know. I know stories. You don't know how poison Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara, the Chavetz Chaim. Why did he put us everything? All his focus. That was everything. Why did he get so much into that sugya? Because he knew everything's sitting there. Sinas, you know, Lashon Hara babbling. Say, he's no good. They're no good. It's a shrek. Lashon Hara is this. It's so disgusting. It doesn't get on your nerves saying nasty things about people. What are you doing? It's bad enough. You think bad. You have to say bad. Anyway, saying bad stuff is very nicest with court cases. The guy didn't want to say bad. And he won. Don't say bad things. It's not kedai. I know younger light used to get canker sores whenever they spoke Lashon Hara. I know kids in my class used to get canker sores. And wonder where canker sores come from. Speak Lashon Hara. So imagine when you say good things about people. What chusim you get when you say good things about people. Say good things as much as you can, especially about yourself. But I want to say to Chavetz Chaim, if you see the dirt today, you'd say, watch the Lashon Hara about yourself. The brain chatter that keeps telling you, I'm not so good, I'm not so this. Keep away from that stuff. I'm Givaldi. Go to war. Try. It's a battle. It's a lifetime battle. Anyway. So I wanted to say about when people are all down and out. And working on Betochen is nothing's happening. I'm working and working and working. I have a lot of people coming to me with that. I worked so hard. I'm on Betochen. They're all stressed out from working on Betochen. But that's why you're so stressed. Because you're trying to have Betochen. Many, many, many of them, I say, Neman Alaya Shefet. Neman Alaya Shefet. Say it. Calm down. Accept. You go further. Hashem wants people to relax. You know how many times it says, Menuchas Nefesh HaBetech in the first few pages in Shar Betochen. Menucha, the word Menucha, it's 15 times mentioned everywhere. Menucha. Americans are not good at Menucha. But we'll try. We'll get that. We'll get there too. But anyway, I'm going to tell you a thought that I was thinking. It says, Hashem Yilachem Lachem Matem Tacharishun. Tacharisha means quiet. You're not doing anything. You're not quiet. You're not saying anything. Tem tacharisha. What happened? Quiet, I would say. You're not even having betochen. You just, no, you're out of it. Let Hashem run the world. That, like, Sisifa L'Raisa Moed Ad Olam. Mitzrayim is totally dead. It says, there's no less in the Hira, or the nothing in the Great Sakhira. There's no light unless there was darkness. The darker it is, the more the light's going to be. When it's so dark that you can't even have betochen, now you're going to decimate the entire Egyptian army. Now they're totally dead. Because you didn't have koyach to have betochen even. Tacharisha, now bring a riot to this. By Chizkiah HaMelech, of the four kings who had betochen, it says by him, I have no koyach to have. I'm just laying in bed. You're taking over. He was the least established. David used to go to war with Betochen. Also, and he swung the battle axe. Also went to war without fighting. Yehoshaphat went to war. No, he didn't go to war. He just sang. And Chizkiah said, I can't go to war. I can't. Sing, I can't do nothing. You take over. As soon as he said that, that night a Amalek came down and wiped out the entire Assyrian army forever. They were the most powerful nation in the world. Sanherib mixed up the whole world. Now, when he said, I have no kayach, I can't even have batam, no, no, you just take over. The entire army was decimated. So I want to compare these two. When things are going very, very, very bad, you can't even have betochen. Expect the biggest glikin. And Shemer Munim mentions this. Shemer Munim mentions, there's a time where you can't even do nothing. Don't say nothing. He mentions, don't even go to the mikveh. Don't do anything. Let the Yibbis take over. So if it's going hard, expect gewaldige things to happen. What do you say to that one? The worse it is, I always give a muscle with the bow and arrow. When Shlomo HaMelech was killed, so David HaMelech said, Lamanis b'nei Yehuda keshes, teach him how to use a bow and arrow. What's a bow and arrow? What's wrong with a sword? Bow and arrow is a simon. The worse it is, it's going all the way back. Hey, you're going the wrong direction. You want to kill that guy. What are you going here for? Well, with bows and arrows, the more further you go back, the further it's going to go forward. So a keshes is a simon. On in Avodas Hashem, the worse it is, just the opposite. Now I'm really gonna win. I had this once. I was involved in a serious court case, and they spelled out to me that you lost. And they said, there's no way you're gonna win. And there were two lawyers there. And they told me, you lost. I walked away and I said, now I know for sure that I won. I even told the lawyers, now I know for sure that I won. They looked at me, huh? Now I know for sure that I won. You can do that with a doctor also, don't worry. I walked away for half an hour, Harvard on Betochen, and came back. The doctors sounded, the lawyers sounded different. And I won. Oh, did I win? Maybe she sees, you could, it's just a test. Everything's a test. Maybe she sees, you don't give up. He gives you, peace and Varam says, you get anything you want. You heard my story about my latest Mifus? My latest Mifus is the Mifus of the Year Award. I heard other people are picking it up for me. Maybe I picked, it's all in the air. I get up, someone calls me up with Corona, and they're devastated, they're going with sugar, they have Corona. I say, now, I didn't hear this until 2 days later. I heard the machine. I mean, I didn't call back. But that day, I said, Abishtha, people are trying to reach me from all over. They're not getting to me. Do me a favor. As soon as they call, as soon as they put a machine, let them have Yeshua right away. I said it the day that I got that message. 2 days later, I got the party on the phone. And I says, how are you doing? You had COVID. It was very bad. You were crying on the telephone. Oh, Rabbi Mendel, something strange happened. As soon as I left the message, I suddenly felt better. Did you hear that? It just happened to me. There was a better one. I forgot it. It also happened. Same thing. I said, as soon as they call me, they should have Yeshua. From now on, anybody gets near me as Yeshua. What do you say to that? Be positive, positive. More positive, the better. And if it's hard to be positive, even if you stay a negative person your whole life, but you try to be positive, that's even better than being positive. Come on, leave a boy. And it's so hard to be positive. It's so hard to be positive. You know it's how you get it if it's hard? If you're one of those crazy guys that's so bundle of nerves, these are the luckiest people. I just spoke to somebody on the phone. I really calmed down. A guy calls me up. He says he has panic attacks and depressions, and he gets dizzy and he's flying all over. And I say, and it doesn't help, doesn't help, doesn't help. I tried this, tried that, and I'm working on the tongue, and I said to myself, I started thanking Hashem, and thank. You're thanking yourself into a bundle of nerves. I say, I think the whole problem is you're trying to thank, didn't thank enough, they gotta thank more, Now first of all, people who have these problems have the biggest chusim in the universe, because they're mutzenzach, from Tairagra. They're gonna be zeichet to everything, these kooks. Well, like us, you know, we're all a little like that. They're gonna be zeichet like anything, but in the practical world, I tell these people, tell the Eibishter, thank you for that panic attack. I love it. I love being depressed. I love getting panics. It's good. Be depressed. I like being depressed. I remember Shmuel Shneir from the Vardik. It was scorching outside. It was crazy hot. And nobody could walk outside. He walks out. I says, how do you feel, Shmuel? Ani ohev et achom. See, you play along. You ever have shock absorbers? You know, they tried. Until they invented shock absorbers, if a car went on a bump, it went flying, cracked the whole thing, exploded, because when there was a war going on between the car and the bump, and the bump and the car didn't get along, they plotzed. So they invented shock absorbers, which makes it just bump up. You know, it goes along with the bump, and it just goes, you know, I agree with you, I want to be bumpy also, and go flying a little bit. Because I have springs, the shock, they saved it. When you go along with a problem, you're fine. When you fight it, Rabbi Gershon said, you want to win a tug of war? Let go! Say the other guy's right. I saw him in action once. He had a young bachur was yelling at him. There was a shadow idiot, yeshiva should go this way, that way, and this young guy felt like he owned, you know, owned the world, and he was telling Rabbi Gershon old enough to be his great grandfather, and he's talking, Rabbeinu! He got carried away. A nice fellow. He got a little carried away with him. And Rav Gershon listens. Ken. I thought to Dick. Ken. Right away he agrees. I heard the same thing on Weinkrantz. First agree. Ken. And somehow, I don't know how, but they ended up doing what Rav Gershon wanted. You know, let the guy let off his steam. Go, oh, you're right. With you all the way. In the end, you do what you want, you know. But you make them feel good. Yo, you won. The Nabardis were super psychologists. They understood human nature. They understood the guy likes to, he wants to be. So you're right. You're the guy that's right. What happens, the guy doesn't care that much. He cares for the moment, I'm right. He got his way. You're right. I'm so happy for you. You're the smart guy around here. And give him, what do you care? You know, you're mel, that's what malchus means, giving in. I went to the Taina once. How come Shevet Shimon? Shimon and Levi were in trouble. Achalk and Biyake, Vafitim Yisrael. Why those two? Why are they in trouble? So whatever they did is another shmoos, but they got the last word with Yake. Right? Chasu Chalila to talk about them, you have no right to say anything. You're malachim, not shayach, but in Pashup Shat, they got the last word. You don't get a last word with your father. You say you're wrong. No matter what, you say you're wrong. Can't do that, huh? They lost a chelik in Eretz Yisrael for that. They needed to be a machlia them, teach them how to. So dispersed. Levi is 48, how many cities? Over 40 cities all over Eretz Yisrael. And Shimon? lives in Yehuda's territory. How come Yehuda's territory was picked? Why? What's Yehuda? He lives strictly in Yehuda. He doesn't have his own. He's a guest. They're inside Yehuda's area, there are Shimon cities. Why Yehuda? Taina like this. The Ikka Taina and Shimon was, he was the ringleader between him and Levi. So he was, he got the last word with his father, right? So Yehuda is easygoing. Yehuda means Maida. You're right. Talk to me, Manny, right? David said he's wrong. Yehuda said he's wrong. They're wrong. Yeah, no. Yehuda types are easygoing. You're wrong. No. You won the argument. Yeah, you're a good guy. On my day, I did a mistake. They don't mind. They're not the type that says, I'm right, you're wrong. You know, that ain't into that stuff. So Shimon, who was the ringleader, the two, so he became a guest in Yehuda's territory. There's a lot of these types around. So they'll straighten them out. You hang around those types. It's a tikkun. That's what I'm learning upshot. It's a tikkun for the whole Shevet Shimon. Hang around Yehuda people. We're giving. Giving! Say you're wrong! So, kill you! But, I just want to warn the Olam. I'm lav davka into that so much. I could do it. Except when I say I'm wrong, I don't just say I'm wrong. I scream. You're right! You're right! 100%! No! I am bringing the riots that you're right. They don't do what I want. I have to go listen to him. But he wants on the table. He was the guy that came out looking good. But I come out looking even better. Because what I say, he's right. I say with a stolz. I don't just make him right. You are right. Yes. I am wrong. Yes. You know, sorry. I feel great. Because once you're stolz, you made. The writing has taught me you got to be stolz. Stolz! When you do something with a stolz, you put your hat on backwards and wear it with a stolz. That's the new mahalach. That's with a stolz. Everything with a stolz. Yeah. Yep. Something's a little bit not so, the way you got dressed this morning, you know, not so, with a stolz. That's the way, you know, the guy do this. They wear denim, weird looking pants they make. That have patches. You buy it with the patches. When it's new, it comes with the patches. That's l'chatchila. You're supposed to wear it. It's supposed to look like a little bit, supposed to be ripped on the, shredded a little bit on the bottom. No, these shred has to look like it's been around for about 100 years. You just got it from your bubby. And they sell that. Yeah, so here's a new set. Yeah, would you like one of those? Yes. This is the new style. Oh, new style. Yeah, you look like a slob. That's the Kadesh. That's what they look like these days. So everybody, make sure you get one of those. You'll be one of the boys. Be part of the world. You'll be normal pants. Who wears those things? It's Alavisa. You have to be a Bezal Meshuggah. It's a Deraisa. Yisa Meshuggah B'Mari Necha. It's a Deraisa. You know, you ever hear that Deraisa? Yisa Meshuggah B'Mari Necha. The Pnei Adar and Pnei Akelev, you know, it doesn't result. Pnei Adar, you know, the Minkacher Rebbe held that Czechoslovakia is Amalek because everybody in Czechoslovakia had a hundpul. They all had a dog. Respectable people. I'm walking my dog. Ooh, and there's a little poodle wagging his tail with a little pisalat, with his ears. A little poodle walking my dog. I'm a chashuv guy, you know. They do that, you know. You know, the belt is, you know what Olam Gaila means? Where everybody follows everyone else? Since when is that a reason? Do you really enjoy walking a dog? What do you get out of walking a dog? You out of your mind? Is that boring? Kid with the huntle in the middle of dog has to go to the bathroom. Really, so I'll wait till the dog, he has to relieve himself. My dog, he has to relieve himself. What kind of dog do you have? Oh, that's a pretty dog. You know, I have told people. I've seen a guy in the street with a dog. Whenever I see him with a dog, I know. That is a beautiful little doggy. The guy loves me. You can't imagine if I like his dog. I'm telling you, they light up more than nachas from kids. What are kids compared to dogs? I can't be madama. A kid makes trouble. That's the thing. What? That's what he held. He held like that. Menachos a loser. The Gaon held that Germany is Amalek. The Gaon said that. Yosef Chaim Zonneveld did not want to come out to greet Kaiser Wilhelm I because he held Germany is Amalek. And he had B'Shem Reb Shulei Diskin, who was his Rebbe, and had a Kabbalah from the Gra, and the Simon that's Amalek is a very nice on the outside. Menachos a loser? So they all have doggies. Amalek is a dog.
Somebody told them if they saw it in Germany, dogs with sweaters, and instead of something like sweaters on dogs.
There you go. Huntalach. Yeah, so these Huntalach are very, my dog, I was once waiting in one of these shop, one of these stores, like, called Meglot. They used to have a shop right years ago, a different store, whatever. Standing in line, the lady in front of me is crying like a baby. And she was all tzedoodled. She gave a 20 instead of a 30, instead of a 50. She was all mixed up. She didn't know what she was doing. She was crying as she was getting her stuff there. You know, she's buying her groceries. And I'm standing behind her. And then she, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm saying, you know, my dog is, your dog, yes. My dog is lost. He's such a pretty little doggy. And the other one, the cashier, Tevenin Sazaman, the other one, like, oh, I understand that. Yes. Your dog never. They understood. You know, you have to be understanding. A huntle is a huntle. Don't make a way. A huntle, man's best friend is a huntle. So, they didn't have the Zara. Huntle asks, Shalai Sadi Guy! Say Shalai Sadi Guy, we're still, you know, we get married, we're interesting people, these Jewish people. We actually get married, and we have children, we have Enoch. I heard this in the Alter Rebbe, in the Shalom Baron's Rebbe. She said today, it's not just, it's being normal, you know. The last holdout for being normal is the Jews. They're not normal, it's not much. Anyway, if you're helping, thank you, Gula Shalema. Rishol Solanta should be a melech yeshiva for all of us.